It's a thorn in the side of corrupt institutions. A drop of chlorine dioxide starts a health revolution. How they duck and they dive, spread lies and confusion. But in truth we abide, we got the solution. It's a health revolution.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the G2 Voice broadcast. It is Sunday, February 11th, in the year of the Lord, 2018. My name is Mark Grennan, and I'm here with my co-host,
Joseph Grennan.
Joe is with us here.
Good morning.
Joe, we got a lot to cover today, I'll tell you. I got like 40 testimonies, plus I want to cover the topic of the things that are cropping up. I call them just the disease of the body, but one thing, but the things that people there, it's funny how the pharmaceutical companies, they just make up names and then put a drug, you know, to make up a drug to take care of it. That's why they have so many diseases, right? We can say we just have one disease, the disease of the body. So we'll get into that a little bit more, too. But today we're going to be talking about, as Joe said, in our 74th broadcast, wow, almost 75 next year, next week, 75. Don't ask your doctor about anything in regard to health or nutrition. And, you know, maybe golf, maybe Mercedes, things like that. You know, time sharing in Florida. You talk to him about those things. I think I'm pretty up on that stuff, you know. nutrition, health, why? Because they're stupid people? No. We're not saying that. I think they're foolish people because they don't really check it out because it's really obvious. You dedicate your life to cure people. You don't see yourself curing them. And you're using these chemicals that are illnesses, kind of stuff, you know.
Make sure you talk to them before you eat a fruit.
Disclaimers. Yeah, before you eat a fruit. Isn't that crazy? Well, look at this doctor said, Dr. Glenn Warner. We have a multi-billion dollar, I'd say trillion, because if you add up all the meds and all the
worldwide
payments, no, just in America, I bet.
Yeah,
payments
yeah.
for health care and hospitals and doctors being paid and pharmaceuticals. And you add all that up, pharmacies, ambulance services, and all the stuff that's caused, it makes. We have a multi-billion dollar industry that is killing people right and left for just financial gain. The idea of research, listen to this, we talk about science, the law of science, the science being observation and repeatability. Their idea of research is to see whether two doses of this poison is better than three doses of that poison.
Mm-hmm.
We're finding out that this is just one doctor. I mean, I have another doctor here. Medicine is not real science. Almost nothing in medicine has been scientifically proven. Instead, medicine today has become a religion, a belief system. And they say the priests, the doctors are the high priests. He would never go to a hospital. He calls it a temple of doom. Of course we're talking about to be treated. We're not talking about emergency situations, Joe. I thank God for guys that's trained and know anatomy and enough to emergency medicine to stop the bleeding, right? Put bones back together. And, you know, things, arms, they can even, you know, surgeons and with the technology have can attach arms and things.
Yeah.
Fingers and even a penis. That was old Bobbick way back in the 70s, I think it was. That was crazy. I laughed, but it's crazy. It's not funny. It's not funny at all. But it's amazing the technology they can have and do. So we'll get into about doctors in a little bit. I'm really into my, Joe and I were talking about before the broadcast, about this new seminars we're going to be doing. Everything in the old seminars is covered and completely, even more so. But it's not the how, MMS, it's the why.
Yeah.
It's a There's some people, you know.
There's people.
You're killing people. You're a liar. ABC is the truth. You know, things like that. But, you know, you just eliminate those. But the ones that are really asking questions, even if there was something that was critical of us, but it was a good question, I'll answer that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not. But the people that's F you, F this, you know, you're killing kids. You should be thrown in jail. You should go to hell. I just eliminate those idiots. So if you listen to us and you put those up, we eliminate them. Any constructive criticism, we'll take it. Well, not we. In seminars, I welcome the questions. And on TV, I welcome questions, but they won't do it live.
Mm-hmm.
We tried that 2 or 3 times with BBC, with Fox News, Sky News in New Zealand, ABC.
Here in Colombia also.
Colombia too, yeah.
I said I won't do an interview unless it's live.
And they won't do it. They have to edit it out. So that's why Trump gets across his message so much. You know why? He goes on Twitter. We do have a Twitter account. We just don't pay much attention to it. Remember, folks, there's only a handful of us loose-knit organization here. Like 6 people that are answering all the emails, doing all the websites, teaching, writing, getting 100 of them were worth breeding. He falls down and he's shaking and gets up and trying to make it to the car and he almost died. I guess took him.
It's crazy.
I don't think he could drive to the hospital. I think someone took him. And so he's dealing with free energy. I read another doctor, 98th doctor. Guy went to Florida. He's from Pittsburgh, and they found him dead, heart attack. They have a gun that can give you a heart attack.
Mm-hmm.
It's called a heart attack gun, and it's patented. And the CIA uses it. It's been shown. I've read U.S. military.
You talked about
it
in one of our episodes.
Yeah, U.S. military, they talk about how it's done and used. What about the invisible cloak we saw this week?
That was cool.
I mean, you put it on, you just come invisible. And it's with nanoparticles looking behind you from the front, and it puts what's behind you in front of you. I mean, it's crazy. U.S. Army's had a paint like this for like 30, 40 years. Then I look at a cow being made in an artificial plastic uterus from inception all the way to birth.
Yeah, I've seen those.
I mean, you don't think they're doing it with people?
Mm-hmm.
Just look at Michael Jackson. Well, look at him. No, seriously, folks, they've been doing this for years. How could Rockefeller get 9 transplants and not one rejected? Well, because they were making it out of his own body that they were cloning. You think I'm crazy? Well, okay, check it out. This is basically easy science to clone something. They did it in the 60s with the first sheep. Dolly was the name of the sheep. I mean, zapped from somewhere. Ah! 6th or 7th chapter. 7th chapter, because on the book that's published, we made 1 chapter of the history of Western medicine and vaccinations. It was like 60 pages of really key players, key companies, key nations, and you just follow these guys. They're still in charge, just like they were 250 years ago, at least 100 years ago. And it has nothing's changed in 100 years. Nothing. In fact, it got much worse. I saw they're trying to make in Florida HPV for all preteens, male and female, in the schools.
Mandatory?
Yeah, they're trying to make it mandatory. Go to our Facebook, folks. I put a lot of stuff up daily. Genesis 2 Church of Health and Healing, Facebook. But you can get the book now on Amazon. Probably within the next week or so, we have 300 copies now in our main church in Florida. They're going to be offering a discount for a month if they get it there, because Amazon takes half the money. But if you get it from us there in Florida, they print it for us and ship it to us, and then we can send it. So there's a letter going out for that pretty soon also. E-books up on the site, g2sacraments.org. So look it up, folks. We're trying to really push this around the world. 100% of it goes to the church, and this is our new focus to get people trained up and create a world without a disease. I think 6th chapter, research and announcements, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So that'll be March 17th and 18th. John says it's every day he's getting 2 or 3 people writing, saying, well, we want to go, we want to go.
That's good.
The people that we were in charge of, one we did in Radium Springs, they own a hotel there. They're coming, good couple there. They got a lot of good testimonies. So looking forward to seeing some new friends as well as some old friends. And everybody's going to have a new experience because it's totally different, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Totally different. We're excited. We were thinking the other day, in 7.5 years, Joe, if you count Jim's book, Jim's two books, and this book, three books have been written since we started the church. And really, this book I have that I've just done and Jim's latest on MMS, those are the two you really need to be up to date on all the protocols and why we have what we have. But three books have been written. A movie was done. In fact, more than one, probably 5 or 6 documentaries have done, right? A main movie's been done. A radio broadcast that's in its second year, right? Church has been created with over 3,000 members now, almost 2,000 health ministers. Churches start around the country, and I'm going to read a couple. In fact, we're going to show you in a moment. You can listen first, but you'll see the video when we put the video up of a guy that started a church there in Uganda and what he's been doing. We bought him a
barrel.
Yeah, but we bought him a camera this week, too.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Camera. He was borrowing that one, and now he's got a camera because he says he's getting so many testimonies, he wants to have his own camera to right away, where he goes.
Yeah, record
he's getting
right
his
away.
Testimonies. And so we'll be putting those up on our MMS testimonials. Almost 200 testimonies there now. 1.5 differences, as well as you fly into Cal. It's right there. You can fly from basically, I think we're flying from New York or Detroit. I think it's Miami to New York to Calgary, or Miami to Chicago to Calgary, something like that. But some places fly directly to Calgary. It'd probably be cold. And I guess it's a spa, so maybe at night people could have a massage if they
have or a hot bath.
Yeah, I think it has maybe jacuzzis or something. But anyways, that's going to be fun. We're going to cover a lot of stuff there. In the newsletter, I cover a lot of topics that we'll be covering. It will be our 58th seminar. And let me go through some testimonies, Joe. These are cool. I found like 34 going through MMS testimonials, just answering comments. I'm like, wow, that's another one, that's another one. So I'm going to put them all next week in the newsletter.
Okay.
I'm just going to skim a few. There's too many. Because we really want to cover why you shouldn't trust your doctor. We're making an accusation here that's pretty powerful. I mean, but put it as everybody say, ask your doctor. We're saying, don't ask your doctor about health and nutrition. We should have a little, if we're going to make statements like that, we should be able to back it up, right? With a little facts, why not to? I think most people that have been listening to us know exactly where we're going with this, but we're going to cover some things today, and that's why I tell people get the book, and not because I wrote it, because I compiled what we've been doing, and with a lot of research and references and stuff, and not just my thoughts, but also with facts and videos and testimonies, and so I think it's everybody that's written a comment. Really, Joe, honestly, I haven't had one negative comment about the book.
That's
and
good.
I put a lot of Bible verses in there. You think maybe some people that didn't like God are upset? No, everybody was very positive about the book. Said it's very thorough, very complete, comprehensive. The editor said, I've learned so much. It's going to be a major book as far as health. One lady said that it's the best book of the year on health. And I'm not saying that to pat myself on the back. You know me.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, I was thinking, yeah, they're going to be pissed off because we started a health church and all the stuff we say, right, here. Wow, so far. But I guess I've given it to people that I know, but I've given it to some very critical people. That some people I've Calgary, so we fly into and... And in the test results where he was negative in the newsletter. And so I told him when he left, Joe, you were there. I said, go down to 2 months.
At least.
But this guy did everything we said. Everything. He did a liver flush. He ate all the foods we told him to eat. He did everything we said and more because we said, you want to do this? This could be extra. Like the bomba. We call it the bomba. The nuclear bomb in the morning on an empty stomach.
Mm-hmm. He did that a few times.
I know. Plus, then wait to eat
an
hour. Then wait 2 hours and start your protocol for the day. Whoa. And we're trying to do that with herpes because we're trying to push it out. We worked on him for 30 days to try to get an outbreak. No outbreak, which is a good sign. So, and he was really right at the, he was positive, but he was right at the line, you know.
Borderline,
but it doesn't matter. They're looking for antibodies, okay? And that's another thing you got to understand. So go back and look at our herpes broadcast because I don't want to cover it now. But anyways, great Terrence is his name. I won't tell you where he lives or anything. He's a big, short, fat, white guy or nothing. I'm not going to tell you anything about him. But I'll tell you this. He's happy as a pig in slop. But I told him wait 2 months. He did it as soon as he got back, Joe.
Mm-hmm.
Boom. But I told him, keep going mildly for 2 months. In fact, what he's going to do now, Joe, I didn't know if I told you this. I told him to just to do protocol 4000. It's 5 capsules a day of MMS2.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen that do a lot of things. I put another lady, another person with diabetes, Vic. You know our friend Vic in California?
Yeah.
I told him to go just MMS2. Just try it for a month. Let's see. And I told him for what's his name. But at the end of 2 months, to have another test. You know? So he's getting ready to gonna have a baby. So I guess we're in the repopulation. This confirms it again. Indians that were sterilized, they're having kids again. Other women that couldn't have babies doing the douche and the protocol, they're having babies. How many at the top of your head? I mean, could you say 100 people have told us that in 8 years?
Yeah, at least, yeah. Around the world, yeah.
Before we knew Jim, we started the church. We were using it in barrios in Dominican Republic in Haiti.
Ladies and they were getting pregnant.
So, we're in the repopulation. There you go, Bill Gates. You could say, we're going to repopulate the world. Okay, that's one great testimony. Here's another one. My name is Craig, and I've been watching your videos for some time now. What you guys are doing is absolutely phenomenal. Our country and this world has fallen so far from grace, it is saddening. Thank the Lord for people like yourself that are out there trying to make a difference. I've been taking MMS now for over a month, and it has done a lot of good for me. Back pain that I've had for years disappeared in 3 days and has not returned. You know, a lot of that is pathogens in the muscles and the joints and the tendons and in the tissues, Joe. We clean these things out. Cleaning out constipated, clogged lymphatic system.
Mm-hmm.
Those things start working right. So it was back pain. An ankle injury that was plaguing me for a year healed itself within a week. Swollen glands that I've had under my jaw for about 3 years. That's an email. If you have swollen glands for 3 years, Joe, do you think your body's trying to tell you something?
Mm-hmm. Well, it's
Craig,
trying
if you're
to fix itself.
I'm not mocking you. I'm just saying this is what people, a long time before you get into a third, fourth degree stage cancer situation or where you're taking insulin every day, you got some emails.
Mm-hmm.
You need to deal with it when the emails are coming from the doctor within you. God created this to notify you, and it's self-healing. So they went down, and they're doing, because they've been doing it for a while. This is a cool one, Joe. You know, you've never heard these, so you only introduced. This guy, person's up in Nova Scotia. This province is so sick. We have a high senior population that are only given allopathic choices. That means basically poison, drugs, that's it. It's the only choice they have. Drugs, surgery, radiation, chemo. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
It's all poison. All toxic, all causes cancer. All causes the body to be diseased. Our healthcare system is free as long as you go with the MDs. Having a free healthcare system based upon apathic is like having the worst system you could ever have. It's a curse on a country and at least the health of the country. Everybody thinks it's great. We all know what they offer. Perhaps you've heard of Rick Simpson. He's on the broadcast here. Mm-hmm. He just sent me his book, autographed from where he lives in Europe. He was asked to leave the province because he was curing all his veteran friends with cannabis oil. I read about holistic doctors getting murdered in the U.S. That stuff is never on the mainstream news, so nobody here would believe it. My mom just passed away last August, 2017, of cancer. Excuse me, I had to take a drink. It was the saddest thing watching her die a slow, painful, terribly painful death because of the chemo, the drugs. And they basically, you're going to die from morphine. That's how they overdose you. I wish I had found out this back then. My family and I support this entire mission you are on and want to join it. For the last 20 years, I have not had cable TV in my life. That's why these people can think straight. My four children and husband have not been brainwashed like our friends and family. I have always known in my heart it was to scare us so we'd do whatever the government wanted. I've been trying for years to navigate people to the truth, but they just won't believe anything other than the mainstream news. I'm currently studying to be a registered holistic nutritionist so I can legally open a practice and help
people.
As she said?
Yeah.
Can I bring it up? Well, help people. What I have learned so far from my course is that I am legally not allowed to use the word cure or treat ever, even if I've seen it with my own two eyes. This is wrong. I think it is genius what you're doing with opening a church. That way we can talk freely and truthfully. Let me just say, we didn't do it for that reason. That's just one of the side effects. I just love this idea, and the five principles are amazing, too. We get seven now. Kelly, I truly believe this is the start of a shift and a transition we all need to save our race. Yeast, mold, metals, toxins are poisoning us. This MMS is a true game changer. I would be proud to support it and spread the word. We as a family are ready to brave messengers of the truth. This gives us the support we need. I look forward to hearing back from you, Kelly. So I wrote him, told him, hey, we're going to be just so, they're in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
In 6 weeks, I'm going to be there. So I said, hey, one of you try to come, but at least get the course. I told him who to contact. So that's great, Kelly. If you're listening, God bless you. So I thought right after that, they want to start a church. Let me show you somebody in Uganda that's been doing it for a year or two. He took the course. He's been doing it. We just sent him a camera. We sent him a barrel and all that stuff. Joe, you ready to put that up?
Yes, I have
just
right
tell
here.
Me when you're ready. Give me the old hands down when you're ready. Because after that, I'm going to cover a couple of the testimonies of the 34 I took off MMS testimonials, but also...
And then we'll get into it?
Yeah, because I want to cover...
Yeah. Last topic. Usually it's about an hour 15 we're talking about it.
Yeah, we're right there.
Yeah. So it's a 4.5-minute video.
So listen clearly. Turn up the volume, because he's a... Ukrainian. He's a...
Ugandan?
I don't know. It's Ugandan? Maybe that's how I say it.
I don't know. He's Ugandan. From Uganda.
Yeah, Ugandan. I think it is Ugandan. So his accent is English, but you'll have to listen to them so we can go
up. I show our testimonies and I share you some of our projects that we are running here in Africa, mostly Uganda, where I live and where I was born. Currently, we are working with MMS to help people restore their health. We are handling very many infections and diseases that are disturbing the communities around. We have started on a project that's called MMS Hygienic Project that we are running, and we are using MMS to help our local population restore from health, from many diseases that are disturbing their health. Currently, I have some team members that I'm working with so that we can make this project a success. I came across MMS in 2013 when my friend shared with me a video on YouTube that showed a clinical trial done here in Uganda using MMS on malaria. That one really made me pick interest in MMS. Since then, I have really been working hard to see that everyone comes and see or know how to know the idea about MMS. Since 2003, when I saw the video, really, I had to contact the video makers. I also contacted the Genesis Church. I got enough information on MMS, a MedMed search, despite a lot of critics on the internet, but really I was determined because the video was speaking for itself. I had to take an MMS course from the Genesis Church. I completed it. I'm very grateful to the Genesis Church. They are the people who are always supplying me with the MMS supplies, MMS-1, MMS-2, and the activators. I hope with that support, really, we are changing the world to a better place. Currently, we are handling many infections. Let it be we start from malaria, we start from the tuberculosis, we go on common coughs and colds, we have the diabetes, we have the hypertension, we have people with the skin infections, we have people with the eye problems, a lot of allergies, and many communicable diseases and non-communicable diseases, mostly the diseases which are related with hygiene. That's why we even termed this project the Hygienic Project, and partially we are also doing some water purification for the communities. I want everyone who is watching me, really you have to get, you have to make some research on MMS. We join hands and we see how we can make this place, or we can fight diseases throughout the world. Thank you very much. God bless you.
Oh, sorry, Joe. I was reading a testimony. He's like clicking his finger. Okay, we're back. Okay, so look, I was reading this testimony. It was really good about cancer coming off the back of someone's foot. Okay, so yeah, like I said, Samula, look what he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I understand you can't do that downtown Toronto, but you can set up a church. You can have people come to your house. You can do workshops. You can have a service.
So you
just don't have time today. But I'll put them up in the newsletter next week.
Mm-hmm.
Like there's about 35 or 40 of them now. Here's ABC fake news. MMS works. I've been chronically ill for over 7 years and just started alternating MMS DMSO with 100% pure gum spirit, turpentine, castor, specific form of vitamin C. And it all works. The medical industry and the fake news media just want you to remain sick and brainwashed. This guy's, excuse me, called Avlik. Here's another one. John, thank you for your video, Mark. Of all the MMS videos in cyber YouTube, your two videos have cemented my belief in MMS and DMSO. Presently, I am going through it with my dog. I have started Protocol 1000 on him with DMSO directly on the tumor. Until 2 weeks ago, he was really weak, and all I wanted to do was sit on his pillow. Yesterday, he followed me around the house, and this morning he woke up with his toy in his mouth ready to play. Tug, please keep us informed of your progress and wish you live another 30 years. P.S., I don't like plan on stop giving him MMS for the rest of his life. Good. We see a lot of animals. A lot of animals respond a lot quicker than people, okay? And usually, just so you know, the key is usually one activated drop in water per 25 pounds, okay? So you got a big dog, you're going to add a little bit more. But you always start less because you can work up, okay? So, and then you can DMSO. But that's why Jim's book is good, because he covers animals,
mm-hmm.
and dosing animals. I tell everybody, it's called MMS Health Recovery Guide. Excuse me. MMS Health Recovery Guidebook. Jim Humble. It's on Amazon. You can get it. You can get an e-book. We don't offer it yet. Maybe someday we will in Florida, but that's how he's been able to do it. They've tried to stop him from getting money by closing accounts and things, but get his book, because if you got animals, okay? We did cover one broadcast on animals, didn't we? on G2 Voice.
Yeah.
We did. I can remember what we do with animals, how we do topical stuff and spray bottles and put it in bone broth. And so we did cover it one time. So, yeah, here's another one. I'm a registered nurse. I have researched thoroughly what MMS is and how it works. I then tried it on myself. In my amazement, I was affected by parasites. Let me stop there and put a parenthetical insert here. That means I'm going to run a rabbit trail for a minute. I put something up 2 weeks ago, a newsletter about mebendazole being a poison. You know, it kills some parasites. I used it 30 years ago before everybody basically was using it with medical teams in Haiti, Dominican Republic, and Africa. So I know what it does, but it's still a toxic poison. It has a lot of side effects. This is just proof again that if you do the protocol, the parasites leave, Joe. Joe, mm-hmm. You hear me?
Mm-hmm.
You with me?
Yeah.
By activity. Where she misses it is the reason why there's so much parasitical activity, and I mentioned it in my book too, is because of toxicity. That's why there's so many parasites, okay? It's why autistic kids seem to have more. People are toxic seem to have more, okay? Because there's parasites are going in there trying to eliminate them, get them out of you, okay? This is why the media has demonized this treatment. People spend billions of dollars going to doctors because they are sick. Remember, she's a registered nurse, given treatments that don't work, and then told there is nothing we can do when your health is completely destroyed. After I eliminate all the parasites in 2 days, all my allergies just stopped. My mind became clear, and I felt better than I have in 10 years. Look up the symptoms of parasitic infestation. You will see many of the symptoms that our population is suffering from. Be careful, autism mothers. Don't post what you are doing to heal your kids. Just heal them in private and then talk about it once they are better and the treatment is done. All these websites are being monitored. It's not safe to talk about this right now to anyone unless you trust them. So this lady's scared to death, but she's keeping going, right? We've seen autistic doctors be killed, not people that are treating with MMS, autism, be killed. One of our ladies that we trained up, that we even wrote a book, she was threatened. They told her they'd lock her up. And remember, she didn't use the church. And so she's scared to death for her life, Joe. They got a book out there, and they're still helping. It's very private, you know. And you can't blame people. They've been threatened, especially unbelievers. We just kind of attack hell with a squirt gun, shoot me, but I hope you're a good shot, you know. And we will fight, too. So I hope you get me quickly when I'm not looking, and I hope you're a good shot, because I want to go out with a bang. Or you know, they shoot a missile at us, Joe, from a helicopter. We'll just try to catch it.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go out with a bang. Well, these testimonies are coming in more and more every week, folks. We're getting more people wanting to establish churches around the world. South Africa talked to a guy the other day. We got some people in Colombia that want to do some more. Other parts of Canada. Other parts of America. Other parts of Europe. Other parts of Australia. Two. Perth and another one in... I know the name of that town. Wanting to start. We're getting putting up a map soon. Did you know this, Joe? They're putting a map
up? Yeah, I was talking to Jordan about it.
Of where different people are in the different parts of the world, and that start churches. These are where our churches will be. You can contact them. Interactive map on, you can talk to them with email, and if they want to talk to you, they will. And this will have to weed out the mafia. I had another
reporter?
Reporter for the New York Times. Well, written, they told me, I looked up the name, and they had written articles for the New York Times and some other New York papers and magazines, and they wanted to know. So I sent them like 5 or 6 different things, and I tell everybody else do the same thing. Show them the movie, quantumleap.is. Show them our first broadcast, G2 Voice. We're talking to Jim, interviewing him about what we've been doing. Show them our different testimonies, MMS testimonials, show them G2 Voice, show them the Red Cross video, and where we've cured malaria. Show them those things. Show them the books. I told them you can buy my book. You can get Jim's book also. And then call me back and tell me you want to do a really clear representation of what we believe and what we're doing. If they just do that, they can base it on, they don't even have to talk to us. This is right from the horse's mouth, right?
Mm-hmm.
So let's see if they get back to us. I will be on a broadcast next week, John, Joe, on Saturday afternoon with Robert up in Canada.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
We're going to be on there. Just going to do a little, I think we're going to do a phone call. I don't know how it's going to be.
Yeah, he just posted.
By parasitic act, what the governments and the pharmaceuticals are doing. And when
truth
we have
and
more,
freedom.
Yeah. We're going to, in fact, he has an organization about it. So I'm hoping that we can do that. He puts it up on his site with our interview. We talked to him about what we're doing also. He knows. In fact, he asked me where he can get some more because he needed where he's at. I'm not going to tell people where he's at. But we're going to do that this week, Joe. So maybe even as soon as 1 or 2 weeks, we'll have that broadcast up. Look up Ken O'Keefe on YouTube. Yeah, you'll see what I mean. Great guy, though. We met him in England. We spent some time with him at one of our seminars. And him and I don't agree on anything. We talked about meat. He doesn't eat meat and some things. But we do agree about who runs this world and what they're doing to us. We're sick of it. About the pollution and the meds and the air and the chemtrail. He's all up on that stuff. That's what we're going to talk about, Joe, okay, with him. And good guy, Ken. Ken O'Keefe. Look him up on YouTube. If you're listening, Ken, I hope you we'll get with you this week. Okay, boy, I can just, let's see. MMS rocks. My cancer is gone. That's all the guy said, Lewis M. My mother's breast dyspepsia, which she carried for 38 years, is almost completely gone by MMS. Thank you, Mr. Humble. Greetings from Argentina. Now I buy this because anything FDA opposes is normally good for common man and bad for large pharmaceutical companies. Mm-hmm. There was another testimony from Nori. Here's another one. Horace, my best friend had full-blown AIDS and weighed only 80 pounds. I give him MMS every day and 8 times a day. He gained 50 pounds and was solid. I took him for blood tests, and they could not find any HIV in his test results. I believe he has HPV as well, and that was gone. Too was gone. MMS is a threat to the people, who want to control us and want population control. You all need to get as much MMS as possible and stockpile of stuff and learn about the protocols and spread the word and let not the enemy stop this revolution. God gave us MMS. Jim Humble is a man sent from God. God sent. Huh? Joe, these are coming in. We're reading these every week. How many weeks have we been reading testimonies? Just about every week, right?
Yeah.
Very few
weeks. Pretty
much
every episode.
I'd say out of 70...
Maybe
episodes.
The first 10 we didn't read testimonies constantly.
So at least 50 weeks.
Yeah.
At least a year. Every week we've been reading testimonies and putting in newsletters too. So and I just get them off Facebook. I have them sent to me, which, you know, really someone needs to put all these up on mmstestimonials.is, Joe,
mm-hmm.
and categorize them. I don't have time to do that stuff. We get people that can categorize newsletters, you know, that'd be great. I can't read anymore. We got to keep rolling, huh? Sorry, folks, but it's so cool to be able to read. I'll read two more. I just this came in an email. Thank you, Jim. I use MMS topically on my dermatitis on my hands that was quite painful with cuts and a mole, and it completely went away. That was Marie a month ago. Crazy Karen. My family has been using MMS since 2008. It is amazing. We are no longer on antibiotics. It cures, relieves, and repairs many things. It is not bleach. Bleach destroys. If you soak your hand in bleach, it becomes dry and yucky. Soak your hand in MMS and a completely different results. MMS only attacks the bad where bleach cannot distinguish between good and bad. I thank God for MMS. I was able to reduce my Hep C viral load from over a million down to less than 100,000 in 3 months. It's good, huh? Joey P? Mm-hmm. Everything, what to cure yourself. If you want to be monitored daily, we will. You want to come here for 30 days, we could do that.
Mm-hmm.
Get the online course, do it yourself. That is, to me, the best way. The cheapest, and you can make everything and do it yourself, right? But a lot of people start wanting to come and be part of us. I have one person that said they want to fly here just to learn yesterday. And I'm like, well, okay, let's see if we have time. I'd rather just have you do the course. And but it's growing, Joe, okay? So hang on. Hang on to your seat because it might get a little rough. I wrote some things I call health proverbial sayings. He is a fool that believes that any medical doctor that is a fool himself by allowing to be brainwashed by Big Pharma's non-scientific research. Because that's what he's practicing. What the pharmaceutical AMA has told them in the curriculum to practice. So you're a fool. You're practicing that. And you're even worse fool putting your faith in that fool. Okay? He is a fool that believes that their disease is caused by a lack of a drug. He is a fool that trusts one's precious God-given health to a system not focused on health, but money and sustaining disease by poisoning the body in various ways. The more I'm around, the more I just want to write stuff to say, this is what I believe, so I guess you can get it. And the statements we're making. So, don't ask your doctor anything in regard to health or nutrition. They're not taught it. If they've done any research on alternate things, they can't even mention or they lose their license to practice. That's one of the AMA things they've done to them. And AMA is a private organization. But they work and they put the pharmaceuticals and the people in charge to make sure the doctors toe the line, so to speak. I like where this book out of this verse, Joe, out of the book of Job. I put this in my book. I love this verse. Though in Job 13:4 it says, but ye are forgers of lies. Ye are all physicians of no value. Job was talking to his friends. They didn't know what was going on. They had verbal diarrhea and accusing Job of doing all kinds of shit he didn't do, right? Mm-hmm. And he goes, you guys are liars and physicians of no value. You're not doing me any good here. And that's basically what the health system in America is. They are physicians of no value. No value. Only detriment, okay? You could probably ask your doctor about golfing and fishing. You probably have a lot of knowledge about that, right? Then walk out the door and never go back. In fact, when you are done with this book, and I'm talking about the book I wrote, you'll know more about health and nutrition than he does after 12 years of study because he didn't study. Okay? You don't need him like he wants you to believe and the media pushes you to believe. The fact is, doctors can't know what they haven't been taught. Let's just look at what happened. Hippocrates said, and that was 2,000 plus years ago. He is called the father of Western medicine, and he didn't believe what doctors believe today. Look at two things he said in the Hippocratic Oath. Do no harm.